I am Father Kevin Shemek. I'm pastor of Our Lady Guadalupe Church in Macedonia, Ohio. Our reading for this Sunday is from Matthew's Gospel. The angel of the Lord appeared in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home, for it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, "Behold, the virgin shall be conceived and bear a son. They shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. Joseph awoke and did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took his wife into his home. Some people are charmers. They say things that dazzle with little substance. They say nice things as compliments but really don't mean it. Or others, I say, will do that for you and then are neglectful, don't follow through. Still others get loud and clamor and shout to avoid work. The best are those who work quietly, say little, and follow through. The latter is our beloved Joseph, who is highlighted today as we prepare for Christmas. Joseph enters into sleep, deep prayer, and encounters God. He listens to his dreams, takes Mary and Jesus as his own. He becomes the protector of the Holy Family and the Church. We take Joseph as our inspiration this Advent Sunday. We too are to say little and do the necessary and go beyond to the will of the Father. We are to surround ourselves with the power of the successful, like St. Joseph, doing the will of God. And so we pray, St. Joseph, dreamer and protector of the Holy Family, patron of the Church, pray for us.